Today's topic, why allow the Bible as a defense for hate speech? The question of the Bible being used as defense for what detractors consider hate speech is clearly under debate today. Do biblical Christians have the right to express their opinion on subjects such as abortion, gay marriage, and women in leadership using Scripture as their support? This question has moved from the public forum to the courts, and it's likely headed to the pulpit. So, what's the definition of hate speech? According to Wikipedia, it's defined as, quote, speech expressing hatred of a particular group of people, unquote. Not a very helpful explanation, as it really becomes circular based on our opinion on the line between conflict and hatred. Some polling data. According to a poll put out by a nonpartisan collaboration between Dartmouth, Stanford, and UPenn, the following results from 1,000 respondents and demonstrates the divisiveness on the subject of hate speech. First, only 25% of Americans believe the right to free speech today is either very or completely secure. And second, when asked, quote, whether people can freely express their views, unquote, 69% of Americans said the country is headed in the wrong direction. So the issue, it becomes, why should a book provide someone the ability to speak what others define as hate speech? The reason Christians would offer is that it's not the book that gives us a license to state our opinions. We believe the Bible was written by the Creator of the universe. It's not a book or a man, but God who is voicing an opinion. As biblical Christians, we believe His views should take precedence over man's authority. Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Of course, anyone who does not accept the Bible as God's word would see no justification for its use as a defense for being accused of hate speech. However, when it comes to controversial issues like homosexuality, my personal strong preference would have been to exclude it from the Bible as a sin. The problem is that my opinion does not matter. The Bible and God take priority over my and humanity's opinion. God bless you as you serve Him today.